בוקר טוב רבו ישראל, שבת, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת ויחל אין שקלים. טוב, רבותיי, really in English, the proper way to spell, yeah, Mikey, maybe we'll spell ויחל and with W's and Q's. Anyway, W's and Q's. Anyway, מכל מקום רבותיי, we find in this week's parasha, a series of words or a theme that seems to be reiterated again and again in Parashiyot Kitisa. Now he says, we keep finding it in this parasha again. What does Hashem call Bezalel, Aholiav, and all of the other workers who came to donate their time, their money, their expertise to the building of the Mishkan? What does he call them? Chacham Lev. Chol chacham lev bachim, chokhmat lev. What is, you know, usually it's, I mean, everybody understands what it means, wisdom, but why is the Torah attributing wisdom to the heart? In general, one would tend to attribute wisdom to the mind. What's wisdom? Usually, obviously, you know, emotions are only, you know, figuratively attributed to the heart. The heart is a muscle that's pumping blood and keeping you alive. There's no real emotions going on inside the physical heart, right? Ask your cardiologist, right? There's no, in the home, there's no emotion. Avalma, figuratively, we attribute emotions to the heart.
Maybe spiritual.
But wisdom, but even, not only is spiritual, but even physical wisdom happens where? In the mind. Your mind is your supercomputer. For all your wisdom, everything you know, everything you do, everything you think, that's all in the mind. So why would the Torah not say, Chochmat Rosh, Chochmat Moach, you know, something like that. Why Chochmat Lev? What is Chochmat Lev? So it's very, very interesting. Hagaon Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in Sichot Musar, has a very beautiful, monumental pshat to understand this. And he says like this. He says, what's Chochmat Lev? He says, we have to look throughout Tanakh to look at people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to as Chachamim, in order, well, we don't find the Torah referring to Moshe Rabbeinu as Chacham. You know that. We don't find, that's only Midrash. Nachon, it's a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's a pasuk in Mishle. In the Torah itself, do you find the Torah referring to Moshe Rabbeinu by his Chochmah? Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu was the biggest Chacham b'Torah of anybody. Even when we say that Shlomo was Chacham Mikol Adam, but that is in She'ar Chochmot, in Chochmat HaTorah. The greatest Chacham to ever walk the face of the earth is Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, yeah, when you have a Chavrusa like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's what happens. Now, as follows, Rabotai. But we don't find an explicit reference in the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu with regards to Chochmah, right? Yirat Hashem, Isha Elohim, Ha'eved Hashem, yeah, Anav Me'od. But in terms of Chochmah, the Torah doesn't say that. Where do you find in Tanakh a specific reference to a person being Chacham, Chacham Me'od? The Torah says, everybody knows the famous Pasuk, Vadunai Natan Chochmah Lishlomo Ka'ashev Yiber. Hashem promised him and Hashem endowed Shlomo HaMelech with a certain super sense of Chochmah. So, where did that come from? We know that before the inauguration of the Beit HaMikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, took him 4 years to build. How old was Shlomo HaMelech when he start work?
12.
And he finished the work at age 16. He finished, 16. And that's when he got married also to Malkat Sheva. Not Malkat, Bat Par'o. Malkat Sheva was later. But anyway, listen carefully.
His first wife?
His first wife was Bat Par'o. Yeah? She's a Yugush Konimi? No, he says like this. Yeah, Bekitzul. How's your Persian? You said? No, he says like this.
Bishnol.
Bishnol?
Bishnol is also listen. Here.
Listen.
No, that's not my shaking.
Now, Rabotai, listen carefully. Yeah? Listen carefully. Hashem was so impressed and so proud of Shlomo HaMelech that he went through this whole system of building the Beit HaMikdash. The night before the Chanukat HaBayit, Hashem came, Shlomo was in Gibeon, and Hashem came to him in a dream. And Hashem told him, ask for anything, and I'll give it to you. And everybody knows what Shlomo HaMelech asked for. And he says, V'natata le'avdecha lev shomeya. He says, I want a heart to be able to I want a listening heart in order to be able to pass correct judgment. A listening heart.
That's what he, 16.
That's what he asked for. So what does that mean? So he says like this. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond? Hashem was even more impressed, not only by the building of the Beit HaMikdash, but by the request. He says what? Vayomer Elohim Elam. Ya'an asher sha'alta et hadavar hazeh, velo sha'alta lecha yamim rabim, velo sha'alta lecha osher, ושאלתה לך, הבין, לשמוע משפט, הנה עשיתי כדבריך, הנה נתתי לך לב חכם ונבון. Hashem says, because he asked for that, he didn't ask for long life, or wealth, or power, or whatever. Hashem says, I listened to you, and I gave you what now? It doesn't say he gave him a lev shomea, a listening heart. It says he gave him what? Lev chacham ve'navon, a wise and understanding heart. Aha. Now we already see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts associating hearts with wisdom. That's a first. Now, why if after reading these psukim, and we have to analyze, what did Shlomo HaMelech do to merit this supernatural wisdom?
Really? That's all.
The bikush, the bakasha. The fact that he had a chance. Malko Shel Olam is telling Shlomo HaMelech, ask for whatever you want. Put yourself in his shoes for a second, okay? You don't have to say, but everybody knows what they would ask for. You have an open check from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What would you ask for? And Shlomo HaMelech asked for chokhmah. There's no greater bakashat chokhmah than that.
Like he had chokhmah before then.
Yeah, well, he had obviously chokhmah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of piled it on after that to make it a supernatural chokhmah. Not only that, the entire world shook.
They were,
Maybe, obviously, Rabbi Kideger wasn't on the same level as Shlomo HaMelech, just because the Dorot were different.
Maybe he was chacham enough to know who is he asking from and what he's expecting him to ask.
That takes chokhmah also, but he didn't yet have that supernatural chokhmah. That was only afterwards. The world was in awe. The entire world, even the Goyim, were in awe of Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom. They used to send cases from all over the world for him to judge because they saw that, you know, that Hashem was with him in his chokhmah.
He almost lost the whole ball with his chokhmah.
Nachon. That's why he writes, "Al tihi tzadik harbe." Yeah, he says, "Don't try to outsmart the system." Shlomo HaMelech, after he fell in that area, he says, "Take it from me." Don't try to beat the system, right? Shlomo HaMelech said, "Ani arbe v'lo asu." Right? All the chesmonot. Tov.
When he asked for listen,
yeah.
Listen, we see it in Mishpat Shlomo that his judgment was based on listening. How they say what?
Nachon.
So the listening was there.
Rabotai, you want to know what it means to be mevakesh Hashem? You want to know what it means to seek out, to pursue Hashem, to want it, to yearn for it? You know where you can look from? You can even learn from the Rishayim. Look at Haman. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Haman had it all. The Megillah says, "V'chol avdei ha-melech, asher b'sha'ar ha-melech, kora'im u'mishtachavim le-Haman, k'chen tziva lo ha-melech, u'mordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav." He was in control. He was the second in command, in control of 127 countries, all the entire world. He had all the money he wanted. Everywhere, every step he takes in the world, people are bowing to him, shining his shoes, doing all sorts of crazy stuff for him. One man in the entire world doesn't bow, for whatever the reason. This man happens to own him. Yeah, but that you know, people...
Why did he just kill Mordechai?
Takshivata. Yeah? Rabotai.
That's what it was about.
One man didn't bow to him. And look at the words that Haman said. We read in the Megillah. V'chol ze... Enenu shoveli bechol et asher ani ro'eh et Mordechai Yehudi yoshev b'sha'ar ha-melech. Says everything I have. Says not that it hurts me, not that it bothers me. What were the words he
Worthless.
Says?
Useless.
Nothing. Everything I have is worth nothing to me because of this one man who doesn't bow to me. Look at Haman. Until he has it all, it's worthless. If that's how the Rishayim think, how are we supposed to think about Avodat Hashem? Until I achieve not that it is Chas V'Shalom, but a person should push himself until I reach everything, until I finish Shas, it's like it's worth it. That's what you tell, That's what you tell the Yetzer Hara. But to the Yetzer HaTov, what do you say? Push yourself. It's like worthless. Push. Look from the Tzad Hara. And kol shekin to the Tzad HaTov. Rabotai. You know who's also one of the most quintessential Mevakshei Hashem in the entire history of Am Yisrael? We saw in last week's parasha, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, it says, by Yehoshua bin Nun, yeah, it says, Yehoshua bin Nun, na'ar lo yamish mitoch ha'ohel. Yehoshua, we know that when Am Yisrael went up, when Am Yisrael was by Har Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Yehoshua went with Moshe Rabbeinu up to Har Sinai, but Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you got to stop here. Okay, now, naturally, Nachon, we understand why is that. Rashi HaKadosh says that he wanted to have those last few seconds to be able to hear Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu to learn. But not only that, Yehoshua parked himself right there for 40 days and 40 nights, anticipating the return of his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. The Chazal teach us, it's a Gemara in Yomad, Ayin Vav, the Gemara says, what is that? Lechem Abirim Achal Ish. It's a reference to the man. Lechem Hanivra Ba'ivanim Achal Ish. That's a reference to Yehoshua. Shiarad Loman Keneged Kol Yisrael. What does that mean? It rained man the same amount of Am Yisrael for Yehoshua? What does that mean? Even though he was separate. Now listen to what this means. In general, for Am Yisrael, in order to be zochei for the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it rain man collectively for Am Yisrael. Yeah? Which means that even according to the Kelalim, to the rules of the Nes, if you're not together with the rest of the encampment of Am Yisrael, if you're separate, it's not going to rain man for you. So which means Yehoshua had no idea that this was going to happen. He took a chance. He followed his Rebbe to the foot of Har Sinai and he parked himself there for 40 days. There's no food in the Midbar. He had nothing. No food, no water, no plane. Hashem at the end did a nes for him that he made it rain man separately for Yehoshua, not with the rest of Am Yisrael. But look at Yehoshua. Shema. He says, so what did he do now? Yeah. What's Yehoshua in Persian? Like Nematola or something, right? Now he's, yeah. Now, Farajola. Yeah, I don't know. Bikitsur, you have a Persian name? No, he said.
Farajola, maybe. Farad, Farad is Yeshua.
So, Rabotai, listen carefully. So now, yeah, you're amazed how much I know about Persian culture, right? Huh?
He's been here.
You have to be very.
Yeah.
First of all, you have to be part of the Sanhedrin. You have to know seven languages. So it's, Persian is obviously up there because it was one of the. First of all, Persian is a Semitic language. It's very, very, very related to Aramaic, which is another Semitic language. Anyway, Bekitzur Rabotai, Yehoshua had no plan and he didn't know, but what? He went up to Har Sinai, stood there waiting for his Rebbe, and Hashem said, "You know, you're such a mevakesh. How much is he going to gain when Moshe Rabbeinu walks back down until he takes a few more steps to go back to the Machaneh with everybody else? He couldn't wait it from there. I need those extra few seconds because you know what? Those few seconds will never come back. Time is priceless. This second is not the next second. Yeah, everybody understands that from the stock market and from prices and from inflation. Yeah, yesterday's price is not today's price. If a person comes and says, no, what do you mean? Yesterday, I paid X amount. If you sell stuff and now we're, you know, the economy being as terrible as it is, somebody comes to you and he says, well, last year I bought this for X amount. What's the obvious answer? You look at him like he fell off the moon. Why? What do you tell him?
Why now?
Prices don't have to do with last year, and it doesn't even have to do with last week, and not even yesterday. Prices have to do with right now. He says, that means it's time. Time is precious. The clock is ticking. Yehoshua said, I cannot forego for anything in the world those few seconds. And Hashem says,
the oil goes, that he was in the oil.
That's a talking about Bet Midrash. But the point is that he
never lost a minute. That is it.
Every single second was accounted for. It's a huge, huge limud, Rabotai. Whether or not we achieve it, that's in Hashem's hands. But the ikar is to be a mevakesh Hashem. to seek out Hashem. Dirshu Hashem ve'uzo b'keshuf anav tamid. Seek out Hashem at all times. Pursue His face. Want it. Show that you want it. And then that's already the biggest. Avi avot ha'sgulot. To be zochet to the Torah, to be zochet to Yirat Shamayim, to be zochet to all of the great things that we have to achieve in this world is by being mevakesh Hashem. Rabotai, thank you for listening. Enjoy Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom Borach. Tiskum Shalom Rabot. Be well.